Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we love to talk about alternative healing and integrative medicine. I'm Andrea, you and I have talked about EFT. I've talked about bioenergetic therapy. There's so many great things out there that people can use these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's great stuff. So I'm so glad to have the wonderful Deborah King on the program. She's going to share about her diagnosis with cancer and how she turned to alternative medicine and had an amazing remission and more. Hello, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks very much. Delighted to be here.
Deborah, so nice to have you on. Andrea and I are huge fans of Hay House Books and Hay House Radio, and we're just so glad you're here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what happened when you were in your 20s and your cancer diagnosis?
Well, I was just a hard-charging attorney. I thought nothing of my health. I thought it was perfect. And the next thing I knew, I woke up with cancer at 25, and I did some rapid soul-searching and decided that it could very well be, in my case, could very well be emotionally related. That is, I wasn't addressing my emotions at all. So I began a quest to do that. I started with a 12-step program to tackle my addictions. I was to cope with all my problems. I was drinking quite a bit. And from there, I went to learn to meditate, and that gave me a lot of clarity. And then I headed over to the energy healing world, which struck me initially as a very strange place. I was, very, very left brain and quite skeptical. But I wasn't there long, and I had an amazing remission at the hands of a healer. And I'm still here, flash forward 25 years now. I'm the teacher, and it's an amazing field.
What are some of the techniques that your healer used to heal you?
Well, the experience I had, I started in energy medicine with an acupuncturist, which is a very much related discipline to the work that I do and now teach. Energy healing uses a lot of the same channels and works on the human energy field that we're all sort of sitting inside of our own individual field. We're kind of encapsulated by it. And, it uses, initially I was taught to use my hands, but I've moved on now with gals, and I use some more advanced techniques these days that involve using my energy field, my whole field combined with the universal energy. You can call that whatever you want. Lots of people call it God. Some people call it source or spirit, but it's all the same.
When you say your energy field, what do you mean by that, just for people who aren't familiar?
Well, 25 years ago, people would raise an eyebrow and look at me like I was not quite plugged in when I would talk about the human energy field, because Western science had not yet caught up with the ancient seers. The seers, of course, knew about it, and those are the disciplines that I study. But not that long ago, quantum physics actually has quantified the human energy field and made it a real thing. So now no one raises an eyebrow anymore. It's an established fact that every living thing has its own energetic field.
I'm a very big fan of energy healing, and I see a healer myself, and my body responds really, really well to energy healing. You mentioned before that you have your own technique. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I was prepared to leave this gal's office, and the first thing I do, being a good red-blooded American, I went back to the hospital, and I wanted proof. I wanted an X-ray, and when I got the X-ray and everyone was congratulating me on my spontaneous remission, I headed out the door, and I had intended to go right back to the location where I had had this amazing remission and study with this woman. But I tripped over a kiosk on the curb. It was one of those meant-to-be things. And inside were some flyers about some sort of religious healing. And I ended up spending 10 years studying with those people before I finally got back to that woman and her school where I'd had the original remission. So my work is a combination of the Christian healing work that I learned when I was young, combined with all of the Hindu chakra-based healing work that I teach, along with a lot of shamanic things I learned in Nepal, Asia, South America, Mexico. So I'm got quite a few tools in my toolbox. I also use a lot of Ayurveda. I use a lot of that. I'm trained in that field also.
Oh, that is so crazy about that kiosk story. I mean, it really shows right, that things happen that are supposed to happen. And I mean, so you just tripped and you looked up and there it was. It's like something you'd see in a movie or something.
I know. And, the moral, the nugget, the golden nugget in that story is watch for those synchronicities, the signposts in your own life. Spirit will be throwing them to you. It could be a dream. It could be a word on a sign. It could be a flyer in a kiosk. It could be anything. Just don't ignore them. You know, when your higher self, your unconscious, whatever it is that's trying to connect with you and tell you something and send you a message, you know, be alert and grab that opportunity and say to yourself, is this a new direction for me? Is this an important key point for me?
And I think you make such a good point, because a lot of people, I mean, the universe is throwing things at us all the time, but many of us choose to not listen. And it's really listening to whatever's presented before us that's kind of as a sign. And, you know, and good for you for listening to that and to pursuing that. You know, the other thing which is interesting to me as well, what would you say to people who are currently going through, whether it's cancer or some other chronic illness, and they're presented with the conventional way of doing things and the alternative way? How would you work with someone, or what would you tell them if they were looking to pursue the alternative way? Is it an integration? Like, is it something that's complementary? Is it something that's as opposed to? What's your approach?
Well, I tell them to get everybody on board their team. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Keep the Western medicine. It's extremely helpful, especially when something may have appeared in your energy field years ago, but now it's in your body. Absolutely. Get your doctor, your oncologist, your specialist on board, as well as possibly someone in the energy medicine field. Maybe you also would like a nutritionist or a massage therapist, or the sky's the limit on what will work for you, what will create your change, your transformation.
Now, what should people say to their doctors that look at them and say, you know, oh, that stuff doesn't work, or, you know, you could try your woohoo medicine, but, you know, what we're doing is better? Because you hear that all the time, and, you know, we hear it on Twitter and Facebook that, you know, they hear things from their doctor that makes them kind of feel bad about pursuing this this alternative type of medicine.
Well, then maybe you need a new doctor, or at least be able to be strong and tune out and hit the delete button on things that, you know, the information that doesn't work for you, that feels negative or not, you know, it doesn't send you in a positive direction. But I have found that most doctors today are very open to what the patients are trying out, you know, and usually will welcome it. Mine did, and it was eons ago.
Yeah, I think that can happen from family. Have you seen that as well, Deborah, that, you know, it's not necessarily the doctor, but it's the person's family telling them that they shouldn't go that way. I knew of a situation about that.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to tune them out too. Only you really know what's best for you.
And I think that's so true.
Yeah, when the dust settles, you've got to be listening to your own heart, you know, really go within and say, what's right for me?
Yeah, and that's so important. And knowing that what you're doing and that you're on the right path, and that's the key. So listening to our gut.
Right.
Deborah, thank you so much for coming on our show today. We're out of time. It goes by so quickly. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well.